he practiced today. He's doing fine. Well, we had some injuries at those positions, and then trying to bolster the whole thing, bolster the roster.
Are you concerned about the special teams? Should they be playing better, and why aren't they playing
better? No, we got to play better on special teams. We all got to do better. Starts with me. We got to do a better job coaching it. We got to do a better job playing. No doubt about it. Oh, no, it's never an effort problem. Never an effort problem. I think we've had too many penalties. We've missed some things. We got to do a better job coaching the scheme, what we want. But it's never effort. These guys give great effort.
Could you give us an update on Arian Blake? Yesterday he was limited in practice.
I mean, he practiced today. I promise you, I really don't know what all that means. I don't know. You'll have to ask the league and our medical people. I don't know. He practiced today. So we'll see. We'll see leading up to game time, like I said yesterday, how he feels and, how much he thinks he can play.
How does he look so far
today? Good. Good.
What are the things you want to see from him?
Everything that I've seen.
Which is?
Playing running back. Doing the things a running back does. Yeah. You never know. Oh, come on, John. Come on, John. I'm not going. I don't know what we're going to do with him. What do you think? I'm going to give you the game plan? He's a very, very good player. So I'm sure he will be used in some capacity when he's ready to play. No, I think he's progressing just fine.
Will he be part of rotation or will it be interim?
Who's this?
Will Arian be part of rotation or running back?
I don't know.
Just will the game dictate how you kind of use him?
No question.
If he can come back, right?
Absolutely.
Are you in best health you've been?
I mean, that's 8 injury questions. Overall, so do we got anything else?
One more. Are you in the best health you've been in since going back to camp?
I don't think any overall team in this league, I really don't think, that's 9 health questions, and you know how much I respect you, John, but, I don't think there's any team in this league that is not dealing with injuries. We're all, 32 teams are dealing with injuries. I'm dealing with injury. I got on the treadmill the other day, put it at 9, thought I was 22 years old again, and ripped my hamstring. I feel like a fool. So we're all dealing with injuries, coaches and players alike.
Were you full participation?
I felt pretty good out there. Did you just come off the golf course? God. What golf course they let you wear jeans at? Huh?
I was not on the golf course. I got my wife's honeydew list. I came to see you.
All right. Mark.
You mind if I change the subject?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Can you talk about the job Mike Devlin's doing?
He's a very good coach, Mark. He's very detailed. He's a really good communicator, an excellent teacher. I've learned a lot from Mike. I've learned a lot about technique and scheme. And, they did some really good things, especially in the running game at New York. He's brought some of that to our team. He's just an excellent coach. Comes from a coaching family. As you guys know, his dad coached here at a point in time with the Oilers. So, guy grew up, living in a coaching life, so he does a great job.
What are some keys that he's able to, you have all these switches, left tackle, your left guard, Derek goes to right guard from right tackle. What are some keys that he's able to make that all come together?
I think the key is the extra meeting time. So, I'll give you an example. When Odeabushi got here, which was now, I think, about 10 days ago, I would say every night after – so usually after they get done watching the film, we have a staff meeting around 4, go from about 4 to 5, 4 to 6 – and instead of Mike coming to that, he stays downstairs and he meets with Abushi or Clark or Xavier or whoever. And so I think a lot of it is the extra meeting and being able to teach these guys all those positions. Now, as it relates to Newton, since the day we got here, we've been moving Newton around. So,
along with special team stuff, some thoughts about moving Max Bulla up to your 53-man?
Yeah, it was the same question. I think Dale asked, you know, similar question, similar answer would be we're trying to bolster everything and certainly trying to get some more production on special teams on our coverage units. So hopefully Max and Brian Peters, Tug, so hopefully those guys can help us there, no doubt about it.
What have you seen from Quentin Demps and Raheem Moore? It seems like they're starting to think less and react more. They just seem to be a little more instinctive, maybe trusting their keys more.
Yeah, they're good communicators. They're hard workers. They practice hard every day. I think Dempsey has come in here and really been very productive. I think we signed him in August, I think, right? And he's been very productive. And I think Raheem's getting used to our defense more and more every day, and he's a good player too.
A lot of the talk about the Falcons' offense has been about Julio. They've got some talented running backs as well.
Absolutely.
What have you seen from their running ability?
Well, Freeman and Coleman, I'm familiar with Coleman when I was in the Big Ten. And Freeman, this guy's really having a good year. He runs hard. He's got really good cutting ability. He's fast. He doesn't run out of bounds. He tries to run you over. He's a tough, tough running back. And Coleman's got good speed. He's a bigger back, dynamic back. So, yeah, they're very, very good.
It seems like Clowney has had a little bit more freedom to kind of mix things up and react to what he's seeing. Is that based on his knowledge of the defense, or is that an evolving thing?
No, that's a great, that's a good observation. I would tell you that we try to move him around a lot. He's an instinctive guy. We don't think that he's just an outside linebacker or just a defensive end. We try to look at what the opponent offense is going to do and see if we can get him into situations where, after his film study, he knows what to do. So he is, and I think he's learned a lot from the guys he's been around. Cushing in the meeting room every day with Cushing, very smart player. J.J. Watt, obviously, I would say, one of the smartest players I've ever been around. And then Will Fork. And I think those guys have really helped him to learn the game and know what to do. And then he's been able to apply that in some situations. And hopefully it keeps getting better.
Hey, Bill, can you comment on the chemistry, the ability between George Godsey and Ryan? They seem, when they get in the flow, they just.
Yeah, there's good chemistry there. I was saying to somebody out on the practice field, those guys are together a lot during the day, 7 a.m. position meeting and then, 8 to 9:50 unit meetings. I mean, then after practice, so they're together 4 or 5 hours a day, not including practice. So I think the more you're together with somebody like that, and I would include Hoyer there too, they're all getting on the same page and they work very well together.
It just seems like when Ryan was getting, it's like, okay, I got it.
Yeah.
There's no
question. Yeah, and then George is getting the call in and Ryan knows what we're looking for, and I'm very involved in that too. But I think it's getting better and better. Hopefully, it improves on Sunday.